When it comes to building a business online, we are surrounded with the idea that the only way to be successful is to hustle our way to the top and bug everyone we know. It doesn't have to be that way. My name is Brooke Elder, and after 10 years of direct sales experience and training over 10,000 consultants, I have learned that being an authentic influencer is the key to success. I am on a mission to help you find your influence so that you can start blessing the lives of others. Join my team and I as we talk about new ideas, strategies, and tips on how to build a purpose-driven business that is authentic to you. Hey, Authentic Influencers, we're here on episode 98. And today we're going to be talking about how to get your groove back after a break. Now, especially since it's summertime and all of that right now, like you may be taking a break for your business. And when kids are home from school and all of that, like sometimes it just makes it a little bit harder to get into doing your business and also taking care of your kids and like doing all of that kind of stuff. So it's okay to take a break sometimes. And every once in a while, we need a break, because if we're like hustling and like go, 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 go all the time, we're going to get burnout and it's not really going to be very helpful. And then it makes us start to resent our business. And like, there's so much stuff that goes with this. So you need to make sure that you are taking a break and you need to schedule in those breaks. So one thing that I do is I look every quarter, so every 3 months, that I have some sort of break. Some sort of vacation with my family, or sometimes it's just like we take a couple days and we do our family's favorite things. And so we'll have each person in our family be able to choose an activity that's their favorite thing to do. And so sometimes it takes us a week to get through everyone's favorite things. We did one time like push it all into one day, and that was like a really intense day. And it could be easy things. Like, it doesn't mean that you have to go and like spend a lot of money and stuff like that. Like, we played board games and we played video games and we jumped on the tramp and we ran through the sprinklers and stuff like that. But it's fun because the whole family has to do that one person's favorite thing. So that's something that we schedule in. You know, every quarter we have our family's favorite things. Usually it takes us like 2 or 3 days to get through everybody's, but, when you have breaks like that, and when you're not worried about work, you're not worried about building your business or anything like that, and you have that break time, it like frees up your mind. But then sometimes it's really hard to get back into the groove, right? And get back into, then you start thinking, oh my gosh, I have so many things to do because I just took a vacation, or I just, you know, took time off of my business. So how do you get back into that? And the first thing that you need to do is prepare beforehand, because if you start looking for patterns about how maybe you took like a week cruise and then when you got back, it was really hard. It's hard. I mean, when you start relaxing on the beach and all of that, like it's really hard to get back into all the things that you need to be doing just in daily life and laundry and dishes and all of that kind of stuff. But start making a plan of what it looks like to start getting back into your business, right? Because if you have a plan, it's going to be a lot easier when it actually comes, you know? So plan beforehand. So if you're like, all right, I know that I'm going to take this week off and I'm coming home Sunday. Monday, these are the things I need to do. So maybe Monday is just getting back into life. And then Tuesday, you can start getting back into your business. So recognize how much time you need, because it's going to be different for everyone because everyone is different, how much time you need to start getting yourself back into that. And I would not plan big, huge projects or things like that that you want to do right when you get back, because then it's going to start ruining the time that you have off, because you're like, oh my gosh, when I get back, I have this huge project that I have to do. So I would suggest maybe putting that off maybe 3 or 4 days after you get back. And that's a way that you can kind of get back into it. And by setting boundaries with yourself, it's really going to be helpful as well. And boundaries, like the more and more that I've learned about boundaries actually has nothing to do with other people. Boundaries have to do about you and the boundaries that you put of the things that you are okay with accepting and the things that you're not okay with accepting. And so when we put boundaries and say, okay, like I know that when I get back, I'm going to work. When I'm here, I'm going to enjoy myself and I'm not going to worry about work. That's a boundary that you can put. And sometimes all it is just stating that in your head and saying, these are the things that I'm okay with and these are the things I'm not okay with. And so when you are taking time off, then you say, okay, I am going to enjoy myself on this time off. And then when I get back, these are the things that I'm going to do. And this is how I'm going to feel. And when you tell yourself this is what's going to happen, that's you putting a boundary on what it is that you're going to accept and not accept. That makes it so much easier when you come back from this vacation, from a break, that you are ready, prepared, and you can get right back into work. And it takes a little bit of practice of doing this and putting up the boundaries with ourselves of how we want to feel and act and think. And when we do that, and we start getting into the groove of that, the pattern of that, it makes it a lot easier, that it really starts to become second nature, and then you don't have to worry about it anymore. So the reason that this topic came up is it was something that someone asked inside our Facebook group, the Authentic Influencer Marketing Facebook group. People were asking, you know, how do you get back into your groove after you've taken a break? And maybe you took a break for your business for like 3 months and you're like, I just can't work on this right now. And you take a break and then you come back to it. So how do you now, without feeling all the overwhelm and everything, and like if you've taken 3 months break of your business, then you start feeling the shame of like, oh, I should have been taking care of my customers and I should have been doing this. Never should on yourself. Everything that you do is a could. You could do this. You could have taken care of your customers, but you chose to maybe take better care of yourself, better care of your health, your mental health, your physical health, your relationship with your family. That's your choice. You chose to do that. And when you can empower yourself with choice, this is another part of putting these boundaries on us. When we empower ourselves with choice, then it helps us to be able to be in a better place to think of the new choices we need to make. Because the number one reason why people shut down is because they feel like they don't have a choice. And I see this with my kids. I see this with our clients. I see this with people in our teens. Anytime that people shut down is because they feel like they don't have a choice. And the truth is, you always have a choice. You have a choice to feel the way that you feel. You have a choice of what boundaries you put on yourself and the boundaries of what you are allowing other people to do or say to you. And so when we are always in a place where I get to choose the outcome, you are always going to feel better, because you can choose to feel upset, you can choose to feel shame, or you can choose to say, no, you know what, I did the best that I could and I learned great lessons from it and now I can move on. And so what you want to do when we are, let's say you took this long break and you're getting back into your business, now you have choices of what you can do. And you can say, you know, I'm going to first like take baby steps. What's the first thing that you really want to start adding into your business again? Is it that you want to focus on your customers? And this is like what I did when I was building my business, is I first looked at customers, because I make more commission off of my customers than I do off my recruits. Eventually you will make more off of your recruits, but initially it's usually your products. So I'm like, okay, I want to really focus on my customers. I want to create a really awesome, amazing system that will take care of my customers, that will do follow-up for me, that will set up a system of where every 2 weeks, 4 weeks, 6 weeks, I'm checking in with those customers and seeing how things are going. You can do this through ManyChat. You can do it through email. You can do it through automated texting. All of those things are different ways that you can take care of your customers. Here's another little quick tip on taking care of your customers of what I did, is I saved all of my customers, like the ones that ordered for me a lot, save their names in my phone. So that way when they called, I'd be like, hey Lisa, how's it going? But I would put their name and then I would just change their name in my phone to the last thing that they purchased. So then when they called, I would see their name and the last thing they purchased. So then I would pick up the phone and be like, hey Lisa, how's it going? How did you like XYZ? And then they're like, oh my gosh, you remember that that was the last thing that I ordered from you? And so that was just my little way to help me remember different things. So I created whatever systems and everything that I needed for my customers. And then it's really easy when you take a break and you come back because you have all the systems that are there. And most of the time you can create systems and automation that will keep it going even when you're not, quote unquote, there. Once you have that done, then you can start focusing on, okay, what are the things I need to do for my recruits? And is it getting recruits? Is it training recruits? What is it? And then that's the thing that you focus on. So if this sounds like something that you are like, I definitely want to start creating some sort of systems with each part of my business, I would invite you to join us as a member of the Authentic Influencer Secret Society. This is a shameless plug. I'm letting you guys all know about it. But inside the Authentic Influencer Secret Society, we give you one of these ideas of one thing every month that you can work on to start implementing into your business and create a system around it. So you don't have to create this whole big massive business and have all these amazing systems and everything and get it all done in a month, right? So we're going to teach you just one thing once a month that you get to implement. And we also have a live Q&A session once a month to help you answer any questions that you have on putting that system into your business. And so, I mean, just think of what your business would look like a year from now if you've been putting those systems into your business once a month. So you have now 12 new systems, 12 new things that can help your customers, that's going to train your recruits, that's going to get new recruits. And so it takes all of the guesswork out of what it is that you're supposed to do. So if you want to check it out, go to socialtenacitytraining.com and it will tell you all about how to become a member of the Secret Society. Thanks so much for listening, and we'll see you guys all on the next episode. If you enjoyed this week's episode of the Authentic Influencer Podcast, we invite you to be our guest at our next Authentic Influencer Summit. Check out AuthenticInfluencerSummit.com. The Authentic Influencer Summit is a two-day virtual event where we are going to dive into how you can pivot your business to be more online in this new age that we're living in. Join us from the comfort of your own home for 2 days of learning from my team of experts and networking with other authentic influencers just like yourself. Grab your ticket before they're sold out at AuthenticInfluencerSummit.com. This has been an episode of the Align Your True North podcast. Thank you so much for listening. If you are not a member of our free community, you can join us at www.opsyachtclub.com. This is a free community where we post job opportunities. Inside the community, we have trainings on how to structure your packages so you can serve your clients better, help you to know how to do discovery or strategy calls, and give you ideas of where to find your next client. We would love to have you part of our community, so you can join at www.opsyachtclub.com. Can't wait to see you there.